Chapter 12. Then the men of Ephraim were called together and crossed over northward, and said to Jephthah, "Why is it that you crossed over to fight against the sons of Ammon, and to us you did not issue a call to go with you? Your very house we shall burn over you with fire." But Jephthah said to them, "I became a special contender, I and my people, with the sons of Ammon, and I proceeded to call to you for aid, and you did not save me out of their hand. When I got to see that you were no savior, then I determined to put my soul in my own palm and go over against the sons of Ammon. At that, Jehovah gave them into my hand. So why have you come up against me this day to fight against me?" Immediately Jephthah collected all the men of Gilead together and fought Ephraim, and the men of Gilead went striking Ephraim down, for they had said, "Men escaped from Ephraim is what you are, O Gilead, inside of Ephraim, inside of Manasseh." And Gilead got to capture the fords of the Jordan ahead of Ephraim, and it occurred that when the escaping men of Ephraim would say, "Let me pass over," then the men of Gilead would say to each one, "Are you an Ephraimite?" When he would say, "No," then they would say to him, "Please say Shibboleth." And he would say, "Sibboleth," as he was unable to say the word correctly. And they would lay hold of him and slay him at the fords of the Jordan. So there fell at that time 42,000 out of Ephraim. And Jephthah continued to judge Israel for 6 years, after which Jephthah the Gileadite died, and was buried in his city in Gilead. And Ibsan from Bethlehem began to judge Israel after him, and he came to have 30 sons and 30 daughters. He sent outside and brought in 30 daughters for his sons from outside, and he continued to judge Israel for 7 years. Then Ibsan died and was buried in Bethlehem. And after him Elon the Zebulunite began to judge Israel, and he continued to judge Israel 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Aijalon in the land of Zebulun. And after him Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, began to judge Israel. And he came to have 40 sons and 30 grandsons, who rode on 70 full-grown asses. And he continued to judge Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died, and was buried in Pirathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the mountain of the Amalekite.